Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome everybody to the weekend edition of Career Talks with Holly Bunn. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Holly Bunn. And if you haven't tuned in before, Career Talk is a place where we can talk about how to manage your job search and career successfully, because the job search can be tough. And I'm here to help you through that process and make it just a little easier. If you've never met me before, I am a resume writer, job search strategist, LinkedIn profile writer, and career coach through my business, Ms. Resume Help. And I have worked for one of the largest staffing companies in the world, where we designed and implemented some of the recruiting strategies for some of the top Fortune 100 companies in the world. And I've worked directly with recruiters in the hiring process, and I've done this for approximately 20 years. So I've been in the staffing recruiting industry for a while. I've learned a thing or two, and I'd like to share it with you. At the end of the show, I will be giving you one of my best resume tips, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Without further ado, I'd also like to introduce my co-host for today, Mr. Anderson Curry. He is here. He is my trusted advisor, my tech support, very smart social media guy. Say hi, Anderson.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Holly, are you ready for another great show?
I am on this Saturday afternoon.
I know, right? Such a beautiful day for a job search, conversation. So you go ahead and take it away, Holly.
Okay, great. So for the last couple of shows, or actually for the last three or four shows, we've been talking about social media. So my last show was how to use Facebook and Twitter for your job search. And if you haven't listened to that show, or if you'd like to listen to it, just go to my Blog Talk page and choose episode 3, and that is blogtalkradio.com/Holly Bunn. And you're going to choose episode 3 to learn how to use Facebook and Twitter for your job search. During that show, I gave everyone some tasks to make sure they keep themselves on track using social media. And those tasks were, for Facebook, make sure you change your profile picture and make your work and education sections public, and listen to the show to learn why you need to do that. Also on Facebook, like companies' career pages that you would like to either work for or that you're interested. And on Twitter, I want you to follow those same companies on Twitter, so that you can learn more about their job postings in real time. And then certainly follow me on Twitter and go to my job-hiring page and follow companies that are doing some of the hiring. Again, I go in detail in episode 3 on how to identify jobs on Twitter and how to see them and apply for them immediately. So today's show, we're going to talk about Instagram and Pinterest and how to use both social media channels to find a job. So for anyone that may not know, if you're not social savvy, you may either not know what Pinterest is, or you don't use Instagram, or maybe you do. But trust and believe, Instagram and Pinterest are among the social media tools that companies use to find people to fill jobs. And that's always what I'm here to show you: how to get found by the people filling the jobs. So if you don't know what Instagram is, it's a mobile platform, a mobile photo sharing platform. You can share videos. It's another social media network, just like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, et cetera. So Instagram is just a way of showing more pictures and more videos and in the news feed to convey a message, right? And it's in real time, and a lot of people use Instagram, approximately 300 million, which is the same amount of people that use LinkedIn. Interesting, right? And so according to Katie Ellie Blake, who is a global social media strategist, she posted on LinkedIn some interesting facts about Instagram for 2015, and she said that there are 75 million daily users on Instagram and 300 million monthly users, active users on Instagram. Around 25% of all Fortune 500 companies use Instagram actively. And they use Instagram to actively post jobs and to find people to fill those positions. And I'm going to go into detail in a little bit. And she also said something interesting, that they usually post on Thursdays. And I'm researching that to find out if that's true. I thought, why Thursday? Because job posting day is Friday. So I'm interested to see how they're using Instagram on Thursdays to post jobs, because they usually post to the job boards on Fridays. Anderson, so what has been your experience with Instagram as a brand, and as how does your business use Instagram?
Well, I know that a lot of brands are frequenting Instagram. You'll find, as a matter of fact, you'll find at least about 60% of the top 100 companies in America, they actually use Instagram not only to promote their product, but also as a great recruiting tool, and they use a lot of specialized hashtags to track down that customer base. So Instagram is not only a valuable tool for you if you're building a personal brand, but also for the job search. And I'm glad to see that you're actually really talking about that today, Holly.
Awesome. Yep, and I'm going to go into detail. Some things that are that people may not know. I'm also going to talk about Pinterest, too, which is one of my favorites. Pinterest is much like Instagram. Kind of you can use one or the other. But think of Pinterest as a visual pin board. So you know how you have a bulletin board at work, or a bulletin board in your house, a cork board, where you take a pen and you pin a piece of paper to that cork board or that bulletin board, and it just houses information. Well, take that concept and put it online, and that's what Pinterest is. A lot of brands use Pinterest to sell things because it's really popular if you have something to sell. Usually retail is huge on Pinterest. So if you have shoes to sell or clothing or any kind of product and even a service, it's really, really popular on Pinterest. There's approximately close to 80 million users on Pinterest and growing, and 70% of Pinterest is women. How about that? So for those companies that are doing some niche recruiting, Pinterest is very attractive to get that population of women who they can hire, because compliance and EEO and ADA and all the government still has requirements that women need to be included in certain hiring populations. And I'm not even mad at that. So let's jump right into it. Instagram. So how do you use Instagram to find a job? Well, first, let's reverse that thinking. Let's use Instagram for companies to find you. Okay? My philosophy is always, if you build it right, they're going to find you. It's like putting a piece of bait in the ocean and getting the hungry sharks to find that bait. You ever see sharks fight over bait? That's kind of how you want to be. You want to be the bait and the sharks are coming and everybody's fighting over you. So how do you do that? Find companies you want to work for and follow them. So if you want to work for American Express, you want to work for Coca-Cola, you want to work for Dell, find them on Instagram and start to follow them. That's your first step. Secondly, you want to find photos on their Instagram page. You want to find videos that they post or anything that you like, and you want to regram and tag them in those photos. And regramming is the same as retweeting or sharing on Facebook or sharing on LinkedIn. It's just called regramming on Instagram. You're going to share their photos and tag them in it and say something interesting, all right? There is a site that will help you with this. It's called iconosquare.com. 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 That helps you regram your Instagram photos that you like. But if you don't use that website, you can still take the photo, take a snapshot of it, and repost it to Instagram and tag that company and say something interesting. And you also want to use hashtags, right? So research, here's step three, research hashtags that are related to the industry that you work in. Not only will this help you in your networking with others because you can follow the hashtag, but it's also going to make it easier for a recruiter to research and find you on Instagram. So how does that work, right? So let's say you're a help desk IT person, right? So you're level one help desk support. Dell releases a new laptop that you think is pretty awesome. You want to regram that laptop, the photo that they share, you want to say, love the new Dell, you know, I don't know, D440, help me do my job more efficiently. Hashtag tech, hashtag tech jobs, hashtag IT support, hashtag awesome job, hashtag I'm hiring. Anything that has to do with your industry and that company and then hiring. So I have my favorite hashtags that are out there. Number one, that companies use on Instagram and that you can follow and see the jobs that are posted, and you can put these hashtags in your postings so that these companies will find you because they're using these hashtags. Hope that makes sense. So you want to follow and tag hashtag recruitment, hashtag recruitment 2015, hashtag job, and then insert the city that you're in. So for me, like job, hashtag job Miami, hashtag job Los Angeles. You get the idea. You want to do that hashtag. Hashtag help wanted. You want to follow that hashtag and then tag them in your post. Hashtag hiring. Hashtag hiring and then the name of the job. So hashtag hiring job barber. Hashtag hiring job, you know, stylist, graphic artist, right? So it's going to be hashtag hiring and then hashtag hiring the name of the job, okay? And then so you want to take those hashtags and follow them and put them in your post. This is going to get you on the radar of the companies that are following that hashtag, that are using that hashtag. And because a lot of people do not take this approach, you're going to be very visible because nobody's doing this, okay? Okay, I don't want to say nobody's doing it. Very few people are doing it. You're going to get on the radar, okay? Because companies go through who follows them. Trust me, they do. It doesn't even matter if there's 20,000 people following them. They go through who follows them, and they look for people with the skills for the jobs that they're trying to fill. This is how they're using Instagram. Yes, they do. They also follow hashtags and look for posts from people with the skills that they're looking for. So whatever your skill set is, you want to make sure that in the description of your Instagram account, you have that hashtag in your description so that you can get found by a hashtag search. You want to also hashtag, again, your post. And then the next step around videos, you want to take a 15-second or less video, probably more like 9 seconds, not more than 10, but less than 15. Take a 15-second or less video of you demonstrating your skill set. So let's say you're an artist and you do great paintings. Take a quick video of you creating your latest painting. You can even take a picture of a blank easel and say, you know, a blank canvas, and say, I'm getting ready to start my next work masterpiece. And then you can do videos of progression of your masterpiece. You know, the next video is going to be, hey, I just did the background. You know, I think you're going to love it. A five-second video so that people start to follow you. And companies who would be looking for an artist for their brand, or, you know, an artist to do a mural of the new building that they're constructing. If they see your work and they love your work, they know about your work because you're putting it out there on Instagram and you're tagging them and you're using the hashtags that they follow. I hope that makes sense. And then finally, you want to go to conferences and industry-related events, any high-profile events, celebrity events, if you can get to them, and you want to post those photos of you attending those events to show that you're in the know, that you're well-rounded, and that you are in high demand. You're in places to be seen. You are a person that's above your competition, meaning you have an edge, right? Because you are posting these things, you're tagging the companies, and you're using the hashtags that they're looking for. And this is how you get found on Instagram, by companies looking for you. If you do none of this and you keep your Instagram photos confined to your friends, and you hashtag YOLO, you hashtag, you know, hey, party on, they're not going to find you. You're going to be in the mix of the 300 million people that are out there, and the people that aren't doing this get found. So if Instagram is your favorite social media channel, follow these steps to get found by companies. I'm running out of time, so I'm just going to jump right into Pinterest. And Anderson, I'm probably going to need your help on Pinterest. Because I know that you're an avid user for your brand, because you guys have a product that you sell. And so Pinterest, like Instagram, is a visual social media channel. It also uses keywords and hashtags. So when you go on Pinterest, you want to create your profile if you have not. And when you're there, as a baby step, if you have not been on Pinterest before, you want to identify a photograph, right? So as soon as you get on Pinterest, you'll have a ton of photographs in Pinterest before you start to follow people. They'll suggest them. So go to a company. Let's take Delegan. Go to a company on Pinterest that you want to follow. Follow them, right? Take one of their photos on Pinterest that you like, and you're going to repin it, kind of like regramming it or retweeting it. There's a repin button. There's pin it. You want to click the pin it button, and then you get to fill out the description, much like everything else, Instagram and other channels. Take the same approach that I just described, okay? You're going to share that photo. You're going to hashtag it. Now, the hashtags on Pinterest are a little different than those on Instagram, okay? On Pinterest, the hashtags that companies are using and the ones that they follow are hashtag jobs, hashtag hiring, and hashtag employment. These are the ones that they hashtag whenever they have post openings or anything to do with their company and how they're hiring. So let's just say you found a board where they're putting out their new product line. Dell, again, releases a new laptop. Hey, I know all about this laptop, and I'm level one help desk support. Would love to know more about this opening, any openings in your company, hashtag hiring. You're going to pin that. They're going to see it because as soon as you repin something, it gets on their radar, whoever's watching Pinterest for them, okay? So that's the first thing. The second thing is once you find those photos and you're repinning them, you also want to create a board on Pinterest. So remember I had told you the cork board or the bulletin board? Create a board for your resume and the careers that you're curious about, okay? And you're going to put things on there, maybe even your actual resume, which, you know, I'm on the fence about that, but maybe a piece of your resume or a JPEG of just your summary on your resume, not your whole resume, right? Give them a reason to call you. And if you need some ideas, I have a pin board on Pinterest of actual resumes by people that they've posted. So you can go to my Pinterest page, which is pinterest.com/missresumehelp, and go to my board called Real Pinterest Resumes, and you'll see those resumes out there. So you want to follow the same companies on Pinterest that you do on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, kind of getting that 360-degree view. You want to follow experts. You want to follow recruiters. Same people that you would identify on LinkedIn, you want to follow those same people on Pinterest and follow the experts because they post a lot of good stuff about your careers. Follow me. I post a ton of help when it comes to resumes, interviews, the job search, what to wear, what not to wear, what to eat in your job search. My pin boards cover everything, what to read, everything. Even some things to make you laugh. So, because we have to have comedy in the job search. And then some of my favorite experts on Pinterest. If you look up Career Bliss and Pro Recruiters, if you do a search by like either recruiter or career, you'll find some of these folks to follow on Pinterest to get really useful information about your job search. I'm not above recommending my peers, and because they recommend me, and this is good stuff. At the end of the day, it's all designed to help you get hired. So the next behavior on Pinterest is to leave comments and repin and pin. That's your all behavior on Pinterest. Pin, repin, leave comments. Pin, repin, leave comments. And that's how you get active and get found by folks on Pinterest. So real quick, Anderson, how have you guys used Pinterest? Either to find partners or find people, designers or anybody that you're interested in, you know, joining your brand?
That's a great question, Holly.
Okay. Are you there?
Hi, Holly.
Yeah, okay, I have you now. Go ahead.
There we go. I know. Technical difficulties, got to love them, guys. The way our brand actually uses Pinterest, we actually use it as a tool to allow people to find our products, which is outdoor furniture, and then they're actually able to build their own projects and design using our Pinterest board and being able to go through and pin our furniture. It's also been a great resource for us to find designers. Designers actually find out that, hey, there's this company that's called Source Outdoor that's building these great products. You know, let me reach out to these guys because, you know, I love their style. I love what they do. I love the way their product is designed. Maybe we can design for them. You know, and we're always looking for great talent, you know, and one of the best ways for people to find you is sometimes they don't find your company page, but Google SEOs Pinterest like crazy. So based on the URL and based on the topic, we understand as a company that when people do certain type of Google searches, that if they don't even find our company page, if they don't find our HR page, they're likely to find our Pinterest page. And I've had several people actually reach out to us via that way.
Great. See, that just shows the power of Pinterest, and it's a relevant social media channel for companies, brands, and certainly the job seekers and the people looking to partner with other companies. So I am going to move on because I'm running out of time here. Maybe I should think about a one-hour show, huh? No, not. 30 minutes is plenty. So let me give my ending thoughts. So I talked about Pinterest and Instagram, and I've been talking about other social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. All of these social media channels are a huge wheel in motion. So think of the job search as this big wheel in motion. Think about the wheels on a car. When they spin, they help you move forward. Wheels on a bike. When they move, they help you move forward. Wheels have spokes, whether it's a lot of spokes or a little bit of spokes. And the more spokes in a wheel, the faster it can move and the smoother the ride. The less spokes in the wheel, though it'll move, it's going to be a slower ride and it can be a little bit rough, right? You're going to feel the bumps, the less spokes you have in a wheel. So if you apply a 360-degree approach to your job search using social media, meaning you're using all of the channels, right? You're not just using Facebook. You're not just using LinkedIn. You're not just using Twitter. You're using them all. The more activity you have in your job search, the faster your job search will move. And the more activity you put into your job search, the more you get out of it. The less you put in, the less you get out of it, right? That's not to say you won't have any output at all, but the more you put in, the more you get. The faster and smoother that ride can be. Social media in your job search should be more than just a hobby. It's a behavior. You should be, if you're looking for a job full-time or part-time, you should be on social media every day. Now, it takes some time to set up your social media channels, but once you get set up, you're spending less than 5 or 10 minutes on each channel every day. And I'll get more into, you know, job search behaviors in some of my subsequent shows about what does the job seeker do on a daily basis, you know, when they're looking for a job, you know. And so remember, I want you to make social media a behavior and a part of your job search activity. I have some tasks for you this week about Instagram. I want you to create an Instagram account if you don't have one. Follow me on Instagram at Ms. Resume Help, and then follow at least one company that you are interested in and regram a picture and tag them and put a hashtag in. I also want you to create a Pinterest account if you don't have one and follow at least one company and follow me at Ms. Resume Help. I want you to find one photo. You can go to my board. Find one photo, repin it, and comment and share it. This will help you get started. My resume tip of the week. So resume tip of the week, you want to replace objective statements with a targeted job title and a bulleted professional summary. Objective statements are no longer what you should include on your resume. That is very 1980 and a signal that you are very outdated. So no objective statements, replace with a job title that you are targeting and then a bulleted professional summary. Do not include long paragraphs, short 1 to 2 sentence bulleted list about your skill set. So I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. If you have questions, feel free to send me a direct email at holly@msresumehelp.com. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio to get updates about future shows and to get the recordings after shows. So that's blogtalkradio.com/hollybunn. Sign up to receive my newsletters if you go to msresumehelp.com/list. And then you can follow me on all social media channels, LinkedIn at Holly Bunn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest at Ms. Resume Help. And then certainly MissResumeHelp.wordpress.com is my blog. Anderson, tell people where to find you. Anderson, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Holly. Yeah, you can find me if I ever learn how to turn the mute off on my phone. You can find me at Anderson Curry just about everywhere. You can find me on Pinterest. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. So generally at Anderson Curry, or just Google Anderson Curry Miami, and I'm sure you'll find me all over the place. I'd love to connect with you and share my insights.
Thank you, Anderson. And everyone, tune in next week as I talk about the four phases of the job search. And that is the how you start to prepare, how you start to connect with people, how you interview, and certainly landing the job. Thanks for tuning in and have a great Saturday.